I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on WKAR. Lansing officials appear to be close to enacting a moratorium, an ordinance, on marijuana businesses in the city. Some put the number of pot shops in Lansing at 60 or 70, possibly more. Supporters of a moratorium say that's many more than the city needs, and the businesses need greater regulation. We'll get two perspectives on the issue today. In a moment, we'll hear from the owner of a recently opened marijuana dispensary in Lansing. First, we will hear from a supporter of a moratorium and ordinance. Carol Wood is a longtime member of the Lansing City Council. She currently serves as chair of the council's Public Safety Committee. I spoke with her yesterday and first asked about one part of the proposed ordinance, and that's requiring the licensing of all marijuana caregivers.
What this would mean is a caregiver would have to deal only with their five patients that they have, and they would have to be on site dealing with their five patients. That's a big difference than what we have out there right now. Muskegon is an example of where this is on the books and has worked for a community.
How is that not working now? What problem do we face that part of the ordinance would address?
I think we're looking at the fact that I could hire you as a business person. I could hire Mark Bayshore to stand behind the counter that is not a caregiver. I could pay you a salary, and as someone comes in, they can show you their card. They might not understand, you know, what you're using the medical marijuana for and able to give you any recommendations or anything else, and you're just selling to them. The state statute does not allow that. There is supposed to be just between a relationship between a caregiver and a patient.
It would also prohibit operating as a primary caregiver in a residence. Is that legal now?
Currently, it is. It is legal now. As a caregiver, I can have a home occupation in a neighborhood, and I can grow up to 72 plants. What we're seeing is some unintended consequences, anywhere from the fact of odors that are being emitted from the growth process and processing of medical marijuana, anywhere to the amount of traffic that are coming in and out of a neighborhood. This is a more of a commercial entity, so this moving it into a commercial corridor takes away from the repercussions in a neighborhood.
Carol Wood is my guest. We are talking about a proposal in the city of Lansing for a moratorium on medical marijuana establishments and a medical marijuana ordinance. Let me play devil's advocate for just a second, Carol. We're talking about a substance with medicinal benefits, the regulated use of which was legally approved by Michigan voters. What if there's enough demand to sustain dozens of such businesses in Lansing? And it appears there may be. Why not? Isn't this commercial activity the city could arguably use more of?
Well, again, there are different regulations out there for other businesses that sometimes take a look at that proliferation based on the requirements that you need. There were very few regulations that were put forth in the state statute, and many of those are in a gray area of trying to understand what the exact law is and what needs to be out there. When you look at the number of, and we'll take pharmacies as an example, the number of pharmacies, they have to go through state and federal regulations before they're allowed to dispense drugs. And they have to be in the right zoning component and a number of those things. Right now, there's none of that that's being applied to, quote, medical marijuana dispensaries. Again, I think what we're seeing in other communities in Detroit and Ann Arbor and Muskegon and places that have put these ordinances in effect, that they have put caps and limits on the number of licenses based on the number of people that are in their community, similar to what you get with liquor control. It's based on a population. The primary thing is a safe environment for patients to be able to get a drug that they believe and their doctors believe that will help them. There are some very good dispensaries that are out there that are doing business. There are some that aren't. Anywhere from the fact that they're allowed to ingest the marijuana on site, the fact that they have tour buses that are going from shop to shop to look at the marijuana that are there. I mean, those are issues that we deal with, and we as a municipality have to look at those regulations.
If safety is an issue, whose safety is most in question as far as you're concerned here?
Right now, as a patient, there's no labeling that's required on the medical marijuana, so you don't know who you're buying it from or who produced it. There's no testing of medical marijuana, so you don't know what the product is that you're getting and what additives might be added into it. We have one dispensary that's very close to a playground, and that neighbors have on more than one occasion, I will say I drove by and saw it myself, witnessed people sitting in lawn chairs watching kids play soccer while they're toking on their medical marijuana. That's not something that I believe anyone thought of when they were dealing with supporting the legislation that's before us that we're dealing with today.
Where is that?
Well, it's Got Meds. It's on the corner of Cedar and Holmes. And, we've had a number of complaints from residents over in that neighborhood of some of the things that have gone on there.
That was the Lansing City Council's Carol Wood. Let's turn now to Michael Mays. Michael is a Lansing native, now mainly based in Chicago. He is the CEO of GreenWave, which is Lansing's newest marijuana dispensary. That's at Cedar in Oakland. It's a family business he runs with his brother, Thomas. Now in Chicago, Mr. Mays is also the CEO of Quantum 9. The company describes itself on its website as a cannabis consulting and technology organization. Michael Mays, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
I want to get your responses to several of Carol Wood's comments, but let me ask you first how you generally feel about a moratorium on marijuana dispensaries in Lansing.
Sure. The progression of cannabis law in any form is a positive thing for the industry. Whenever you can put rigor around patient care, security, and things like laboratory testing, it's a very, very positive thing. I myself am uniquely qualified for this. Quantum 9, we've practiced in 12 countries around the world working on public policy, patient advocacy, and licensing. We actually wrote the CBD pediatric bill in Kentucky, and I personally have letters of recommendation from Senator Perry Clark, Senator Michael Jacobs in Illinois, and the German ministry. And my brother Thomas and I have been quoted in the Lansing State Journal and the City Pulse. And overall, I think the industry is heading towards FDA standards, and that's an exciting thing.
And you don't fear that? That doesn't concern you at Quantum 9 or at GreenWave? You got nothing to fear by greater regulation or an ordinance, let's say?
Yeah. So at GreenWave, we try to propose and stand by the most stringent regulations using FDA guidelines.
Okay.
Patient care. Go ahead.
But how do you feel about the moratorium, though? Do you have a feeling about that one way or the other?
My general sense is that it will increase the level of competition, which will also increase the level of patient care and the products that they receive.
How would it increase the competition? I mean, couldn't it conceivably, if there weren't a moratorium, you'd have more and more businesses and increase the competition?
Well, increasing the competition can be in a couple of different facets. For us, we try to excel to a level of excellence. So we promote four pillars of excellence at GreenWave. One is a patient-focused approach. laboratory-tested products from ISO-certified laboratories, and we're currently conveniently located at 500 East Oakland, but we try to provide a safe and secure environment, and that's kind of the main issues that Carol's talking about. You know, she's concerned about distance between schools, which I completely understand. You know, the 1,000-foot rule has been adopted, even a 500-foot rule, even in some territories around the country and around the world. And as FDA rigor starts to come into the cannabis industry, the companies that align themselves with the highest regulations will be the most successful.
Carol suggests, and quite a few others, she's not alone, it's the Wild West in Lansing. It's an explosion of perhaps well over 70 pot shops, according to her, unregulated, unlicensed, potentially dangerous, I guess. To what extent is she right?
So the Michigan Marijuana Act is evolving. You know, there's definitely some shortcomings, but that's the case in many nascent industries. There are more stringent regulations in any industry, constantly evolving. So from the regulatory standpoint, you know, they're trying to do the best that they can possibly do with some of the guidelines set forth prior. So precedence in this industry really hasn't been set. Colorado is giving us an excellent roadmap, but at the end of the day, regulators have to educate themselves on what is good and what is bad. And even in the pharmaceutical industry, new standards are all constantly evolving. So laws change, they become more stringent, and at the end of the day, the quality of the medicine that the patient is receiving is being excelled to a level that we at GreenWave are very, very excited about. It's a very, very exciting time in the industry because finally cannabis is starting to become undemonized. It's no longer a taboo subject to have a conversation about the palliative and therapeutic effects of cannabis. And it's being used to alleviate conditions and combat illnesses. And that is the next wave of healthcare.
Michael Mays is the CEO and co-proprietor of GreenWave, a medical marijuana dispensary in Lansing. We're talking about a proposed moratorium and ordinance to better regulate marijuana in the capital city. Now, the proposed ordinance calls for all caregivers to be licensed and to be limited to only the 5 patients they grow for. What do you think about that provision?
So if we adopted the 5 patient per caregiver rule, given the fact that there's between 170,000 and 182,000 patients in Michigan currently in the registry, that would equate to about 36,000 shops in the state. Now, that would be way more than 50, 30, 60, what number have you in Lansing? And my stance on it is as long as the shops are provisioning highly tested laboratory, ISO-tested laboratory products to patients, they should be able to operate.
It would ban caregivers from operating in private residences. Is that a good move in your view?
Well, when you have a commercial cultivation facility, you go through incredibly stringent quality assurance measures. For instance, a cultivator may have to change out of their street clothes, go through a shower, and then gown to actually access the propagation and cultivation areas. And that is grown to a level of standard where it brings more stringency on the way it's cultivated opposed to where it's cultivated.
That can't be how everybody does it, though, is it, Michael?
It isn't, but I foresee that the only way that it can be done in the future. A lot of the problems that happen within cultivation areas are brought in by the actual cultivator themselves. So stringency around quality assurance of the person that actually walks into the room is going to be paramount to ensuring that the products are free of mold and other adulterants and so forth.
Describe for us how you operate GreenWave. If I had a marijuana card from a doctor and I walked into your business there at Oakland and Cedar, who would assist me? Would a qualified caregiver assist me, or who?
Correct. Caregivers at GreenWave are trained and given protocols and procedures, as well as standard operating procedures, on how to care for patients. Each caregiver is assigned five individuals and patients that they care for. And the first thing that we establish is, you know, have there been adverse reactions with cannabis in the past? What are the conditions that they're suffering from? And really diving into how cannabis can help them. We tell them what some of our products have been used for, as well as as well as the best way to deliver the medicine as well.
You'll see signs at some dispensaries saying armed guards on premises. Is safety, how big an issue is safety in your business?
Well, safety is paramount in any industry. You want to make sure that the patients that are in the building are safe. You want to make sure that the employees in the building are safe and the products are safe from diversion. So all of our doors are electromagnetic, with key fob entry, solid wood doors with steel frames around them. We have 24-hour video streaming and recording that's recorded on-site as well as off-premise.
Can you see how people who don't understand the business as well as you do are given pause by the fact that armed guards are necessary at all? Does it concern you that armed guards are necessary to really operate some number of these businesses?
Well, I mean, we'd be more than happy to invite people to GreenWave and show them how we do things. As far as security goes, that's more of a perception thing. If a patient feels safe in a facility, they may feel safe with or without a security guard. I mean, in a lot of government buildings, you see armed guards there as well. And, you know, I see armed guards at the airport. It's not necessarily a need or a want. It's more of a perception thing.
You're among the most recent marijuana businesses to open here in Lansing. There were already a lot of businesses open and operating. Why did you take the plunge with so many people already doing this?
Sure. The patient population in Michigan is the second highest in the nation. California has about 1 million patients, which own about 50% of the market share. At 170,000 to 182,000 patients in Michigan, it's a very, very mature market where patient bases have been established. In the emerging states, there's a very, very short list of debilitating illnesses that patients can even get access to. So in Michigan, it's very compelling for us to help as many patients as possible with a wide array of different issues that they can address using cannabis.
Michael Mays is the CEO and co-proprietor of GreenWave, a medical marijuana dispensary in Lansing. We've been talking about the medical marijuana business and a proposed moratorium and ordinance to better regulate marijuana in Lansing. Michael Mays, thank you.
Thank you.